Hello, America. This is the place for uncensored talk on everything that divides us as a nation. I'm Alan Jacoby, and welcome to The Great Divide. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Great Divide podcast. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Alan Jacoby, your host. Remember to catch all the episodes of the show. Go over to the website, TheGreatDivide1776.com. You can get all the social media there. Episodes, YouTube, everything. TheGreatDivide1776.com. Okay. I have to excuse me a little bit. A little hoarse today. A little bit of a sore throat. So, happy Pride Pandering Month, everybody. It's June. And that means, well, yeah, it's Pride Month. June apparently has been labeled Pride Month because, well, the LGBTQRSTXYZ community needs a whole month to celebrate everything. You celebrate showing off their glittery thongs, parades, go-go boots, you name it, they got it, and they're going to flaunt it all month, June, Pride Month. But at the same time, they're going to do that while they ban gay police officers from participating in any of the parades in uniform, because apparently the LGBTQRST community is so woke now that they now hate the police like Black Lives Matter. So they've banned them from parades across the country because, you know, police are bad. Okay, even the gay ones. All right. Got it. So, and that's all because the alphabet community is so accepting. We know that. They're so accepting that they have to ban their own community members, meaning homosexuals, bisexuals, whatever other sexuals there are out there. I lose track of how many there are nowadays. That the ones that wear a uniform and swore an oath to protect and serve their communities, law enforcement officers, police officers, they're not accepted anymore in the community, even though they're gay. That's at least the vibe I'm getting. Let's have one day for Memorial Day to honor all those who lost their lives in battle, protecting all of our freedoms that we all get, even gay people get. But let's have an entire month to celebrate being anything other than straight. Okay. Meanwhile, the rest of the year, they have their drag queens in schools reading to your four-year-olds and sexualizing your children with masturbation videos at elite private schools in New York City, and Blue's Clues, the famous kids cartoon pride parade that they have that we're going to get into. And I'm going to force you to listen and watch it. How can any rational adult think it's acceptable, first of all, to show six-year-olds a video talking about erections and touching themselves? 6 years old. This is happening. It's happening, people. But first, I want to talk about the famous kids cartoon, Blue's Clues. We all know Blue's Clues. It's been around forever. The big blue stupid dog. And I don't even know who's playing who the host is with the dog that wears the striped shirt. I think one ended up in drug rehab. Didn't one die? I don't even know. Now they have a new one. So Blue's Clues, they have, for Pride Pandering Month, they went completely woke with a video, a cartoon for kids that's up there, and your kids may have seen it if they're into Blue's Clues, about, it's a Pride Parade video about having two moms, being a proud pansexual, asexual, this sexual, that sexual. My thing is, how about nothing sexual from Blue's Clues to 4, 5, 6, 7 year olds. Again, why is sexualizing children being accepted as normal in society? Because it's not normal. It's sick. It's disgusting. To me, it's criminal. So I want you to watch and listen to this Blue's Clues video that your kids, like I said, may have seen already. I sat through the whole thing. I'm going to make you sit through some of it as well. So listen, and we'll talk about it.
I'll be families.
Hi, families.
It's time for a pride parade.
Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching one by one, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two mommies. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching two by two, hurrah, hurrah. This family has two daddies. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Come on, friends! Families marching three by three, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching three by three, hurrah, hurrah. These papas are non-binary. They love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Families marching four by four, hurrah, hurrah. Families marching four by four, hurrah, hurrah. Trans members of this family all love each other so proudly, and they all go marching in the big parade. Come join the fun!
You got lucky. I didn't torture you with the entire video, but you get the point. You want to see the entire video, which I invite you to watch. The link will be in the show notes. So did you notice first in the video the BLM fist on the drag queen's microphone? If you didn't notice it, you have to go back and watch. Yeah, nice prominent fist, the Black Power, Black Lives Movement, social justice fist right there on the microphone that the cartoon drag queen is singing with. The song in the cartoon was sang by a drag queen. He's by the name of Nina West. His real name is Andrew Levitt, and he's an actor, air quotes, and a drag queen that appeared in that famous drag queen RuPaul's reality show. He came in like sixth place as the best dressed guy in a glittery dress. Yeah, sixth place. So he didn't do all that well, but he was good enough to make this cartoon and be the drag queen voiceover for the Blue's Clues Pride Parade that your kids will thoroughly enjoy. I don't have an issue with the queer community having any pride at all. I don't. I have a huge problem with the queer community infiltrating our schools and, again, sexualizing young children. Young children should not have anything to do with sexuality or gender identities or gender choice at the age of, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, unless it comes from them. Not that it's being planted in their little mush minds that could be molded any way we want them to be molded. They should be worrying about snack time and making hand turkeys in art class for Thanksgiving. It's disturbing that the alphabet community now has this mission to spread this message that you should choose to be anything but straight. Because being straight is bad. Just like, you know, now it being white is bad. If you're white, you're automatically a racist now. But that's what it seems like. It's make this choice. Make this identity choice. Choose anything you can and take pride in it. Anything other than being straight. Because if you're proud to be straight, you're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. You're a bigot. If I say I'm proud to be straight, I'm a bigot. You can't say that. They want kids to be anything but straight. And it's as if, again, it's straight is being wrong. And if you are straight, you are the problem. Gay people are not a problem. Trans people are not a problem. Exposing children as young as 3 years old to any type of sexualization is a problem. And it should be illegal. The adults that are doing this and condoning it should be locked up just as the same as sexual predators. You're going to show children videos on masturbation and other inappropriate things. It should be illegal. Their clear woke message is, again, pick a gender and a sexuality, just not heterosexuality, because then you are a bad person. So there is a very elite private school in New York City called the Dalton School. Parents pay like $55,000 to send their six-year-olds there. I think even four-year-olds, five-year-olds. Excuse me. You get the point. Well, they have an educator, air quotes, educator there, and it's a shame these people are called educators. It really is, because they're not. Her name is Justine Ang Fonte, and she teaches a porn literacy class that shows a cartoon talking about touching themselves for pleasure. Yes, you heard that right. She shows a video to kids, a cartoon, where they talk about masturbating, playing with themselves. Since we're being vulgar, jerking off, you know, scratching the record, whatever disgusting vulgar term you have for masturbating. This is what an educator who teaches a porn literacy class to children shows. This is shown to first graders, people. First graders. So 4 years old. This is apparently being woke. Sexualizing children is being woke. I thought long and hard if I wanted to show you this video because it's really disturbing. To me anyway. And not too many. Not much in this world disturbs me at all. But this, without mincing words, it's really fucked up. And since I don't want to be the only one disturbed, well, we're going to watch it, so I want you to take a look at this sickness.
Pass it, Squeaks!
Whoa! Watch it! You almost hit me in the pee-pee!
What's so funny, you two?
He said, pee-pee.
Do you notice that when you say pee-pee, you giggle, but when you say penis, you say it in a serious voice?
I never noticed that before.
Some children and adults feel uncomfortable when they talk about their private parts, so they make up cute or funny names for them.
What's one for a girl's private parts?
Vajayjay!
But what does Scoops mean when he says vajayjay?
He means vulva.
That's right, Kayla. It's important to use the proper words for our private parts.
Why?
Because our private parts are just as amazing as our hearts, lungs, brains, or any other of our amazing body parts.
But our hearts pump blood, our lungs breathe, and our brains think.
All our private parts do is pee!
That's not entirely true, Scoops. It is true that a person pees or urinates through a hole called the urethra in the penis.
Does everyone have a urethra?
They do. It can be harder to see, but girls have a tiny hole in the front of the vulva where urine comes out from their urethra. Urination is actually very important. It helps us get rid of waste, stuff our body doesn't need.
Hey, how come my penis gets big sometimes and points up in the air?
That's called an erection.
Sometimes I touch my penis because it feels good.
Sometimes when I'm in my bath or when Mom puts me to bed, I like to touch my vulva, too.
You have a clitoris there, Kayla, that probably feels good to touch the same way Keith's penis feels good when he touches it. But have you ever noticed that older kids and grown-ups don't touch their private parts in public?
They don't?
That's right, Keith. It's okay to touch yourself and see how different body parts feel, but it's best to only do it in private.
Well, if private parts are so special, why do you cover them up?
Because they are private, silly.
That's right, Kayla. Because they are private.
Hey, Squeaks! Pass it!
Wait! Okay, I'm ready!
Okay, I'm just going to come out and say it. This Justine Ang Fonte, the teacher who shows this video to kids. She's a sexual predator and needs to be locked up and never, ever, ever, ever around children again in any capacity. But apparently, parents were outraged, however, that, yeah, so parents from this school, they were outraged, but they were reluctant to speak out publicly in fear of retaliation. And then I think to myself, retaliation? What kind of retaliation would you be afraid of? I'll face any type of retaliation if my kid's school is showing videos about masturbation. You got to give me a break here. I mean, really? Afraid of retaliation because your hoity-toity school you spend $55,000 to send your kid to is showing videos of cartoons talking about masturbating and talking about penises and vulvas and clitorises and clits or balls, cocks, whatever you want to say it. Why even watch my mouth with it after seeing that filth? Why? So, you know, some spineless parents complained anonymously to the school and to the press. That's where it leaked. And along with teaching this porn literacy to first graders, this school, the Dalton School, they also teach children about consenting to touch. I get it's very important for children to know that people shouldn't just be touching them. I get that, especially strangers. You know, nobody wants to be touched. I don't want to be touched. Don't touch me. Don't touch my kid. Just keep your hands to yourself. And that's I guess, what is that? That's we know that in society. It's this is aggravating, people, that we're even talking about that this actually is a topic. So we know it's important for children to know that people just can't touch them. However, they're telling children. They're telling kids that their own parents or grandparents should be asking their children if they can hug them. So your kid might go to school and be taught your mom or dad or your grandma or grandpa should not just come over to you on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day and give you a hug without asking your consent. Oh, sorry, Grammy and Pappy. You have to ask me to hug me on Christmas. Yeah. Some people may hear that and say it's no big deal, but it is. So a kid has to now have it in their head that they can't accept a hug from a parent or a grandparent, maybe a sibling, without consent. It will traumatize children by having them thinking hugs from their parents can be bad if they aren't asked. 100% it could be traumatizing. It's damaging. $55,000 a year for this, people. I'm big on you want to teach your kids about stranger danger. Fine. Shouldn't talk to strangers. Strangers shouldn't touch you. You can even go as far as, all right, who has the creepy uncle in their family? Nobody wants the creepy uncle to touch them. I get it. That's common sense you can teach your children by not saying, we have to teach you consent about touching and that your grandparents shouldn't touch you, shouldn't hug you. Let's take the word touch out of it, that they shouldn't hug you before getting consent. Yeah, it was great when schools actually taught things like math, science, and civics. Now it's all about equity, racism, segregation, sexuality, and erections pointing to the sky, at least at Dalton School anyway. It's sick. And that is what this woke orthodoxy is all about. It's just, it's loaded with sickness. And they succeeded in infiltrating both public and private schools now. So that's scary. It's not just, you know, a lot of people have discontent with the public school systems, especially handling the pandemic and other things. In general, people want to pull their kids out of public school, maybe go to private school. But are private schools safe? Are private schools safe now from this wokeness? Obviously not at the Dalton School in New York City. So I have something I want to just share with you, because the New York Post reached out to Dalton School for some comment on this. And a Dalton spokesman told the New York Post that the videos were approved for students 4 years or older. 4 years old, people. 4 years old. They're talking about erections pointing to the sky and vulvas and clitorises and touching themselves for pleasure at 4 years old at a private school for $55,000. So the Dalton spokesman went on to say, and I quote, "These videos align with nationally recognized methodologies and standards." So I have to stop there for a second. So nationally recognized methodologies about jerking off, or about teaching about jerking off. I'm confused with that. I don't know what the standard is. And it says standards. I mean, it's a box of tissues and a bottle of lotion. Is this what we're teaching kids? So nationally recognized methodologies and standards. Okay. So let's continue. I'm gonna back off that for a second. "We consistently review our health curriculum, making sure that the content is developmentally appropriate. And if necessary, we adapt our curriculum accordingly. We will continue to listen carefully to parent feedback, respond thoughtfully to community concerns, and develop lessons that are in the best interest of our students, respect our community's values, and correspond with best practices." They just said a lot about nothing. That was a polite way of saying, thanks for your concern, but we don't give a shit what you think, and we will continue to indoctrinate your children while you pay us $55,000 a year to do so. It's really concerning when parents are rendered helpless in protecting their children from education institutions in general. I say defund the Department of Education. Defund the Federal Department of Investigation. Everybody pull their kids out of schools. Homeschool. You'll learn a lot more. We won't have to worry about half the country and their youth being indoctrinated by sick wokeness. It's really scary. Homeschooling sounds more and more appealing every day. It really does. And I hope that parents are paying attention to what your kids are being taught in school and what they're bringing home. I just say, please just watch what your kids are learning. Okay. Remember when Donald Trump said the coronavirus leaked out of the Wuhan lab in China? Remember when social media dismissed what he said and they all called Donald Trump a liar and a racist for calling it the China virus? You remember all that? Remember? Remember when anyone said it was a man-made virus by China and it leaked from the lab? They were called conspiracy theorists. They were thrown off social media, which still happens. They were banned from this, banned from that, and they were just labeled just crazy. Well, now what's happening? What's happening now? Joe Biden, he did away with Trump's investigation into the Wuhan lab and launches his own to look into the origin of the virus. That in itself says something. One, do we trust Joe Biden's investigation? I don't. You know, mainstream media is now, and along with a lot of people, even Democrats, they're now acknowledging that they ignored the theory that the virus leaked from a lab, the Wuhan lab, in China, because Donald Trump said it. Imagine that. Our objective media at it again, just being all objective, what they do best. Insert sarcasm here. So now, the media and the idiots on the left, they're going to act like this is all new news, that the virus most likely was leaked from the Wuhan lab. We know where the virus came from. We've known where the virus came from at the beginning. It was said, but it was ignored because Donald Trump said it. Orange man bad. The orange boogeyman. We can't listen to him. He's a racist. He's a bad man. He's a liar. But what about Fiction Fauci? Well, we're starting to see his true colors, and we've already known he's a bureaucrat, the highest paid. He's a nonsensical bureaucrat that seven administrations the guy has lied himself through. Fiction Fauci, the king of the coronavirus. Well, now he's being exposed. And we have his leaked emails about masks not working and a plethora of other things, which now the fact checkers, I love this. Apparently the fact checkers on social media are now fact checking his real emails, which is just, it blows my mind. I feel like I'm in a movie sometimes. You know, Fauci, there's so many nicknames we can give that guy, the pandemic prince. You know, he's been full of shit the entire time. We know that. He funded the lab through grants. He played stupid while doing it. He knew they were studying gain of function in these labs. He knew it. But through it all, Fauci managed to write a book about the pandemic and star in a National Geographic documentary while all being the highest paid government employee, making more than the president of the United States and being the leading pandemic expert. The guy who flip-flopped more times than I can remember about the use and effectiveness of masks. Rand Paul said it best recently. Told you so. Dr. Fauci, we know, has flip-flopped over masks. We know he's just full of it. There's nothing else to say, and people idolize him. It's horrifying. The guy is a waste of space. He doesn't have any published works as a physician. He's been a bureaucrat physician and working in government his entire career. And he really screwed up this time. But how does, back to this book, he's like in the same boat as Cuomo. How does the so-called leading expert handle a global pandemic? Because he's been in contact with people all over the world, but yeah, he's handling it in America, okay. But it was a global pandemic. Is he able to handle all that and write a book? That's the big question here. It's one of the big questions. Because a book doesn't just happen. You have to write it. You have to get a book agent, a publicist, PR people. There's so much involved in it. And I wonder how much of the government's time was spent on making this book happen and this documentary. I think it's called Fauci. And I don't know. It's got some tagline. Video of him in like his everyday life, like they videoed him the whole time. Fauci and Cuomo's book, I'm sure they're available in most places, and I'm pretty sure they could be found in the fiction section of the bookstore, because we all know they're both just full of crap. But then I heard recently now that Fauci's book, they pulled it off Amazon and most of the major retailers, when the emails leaked, they pulled they pulled his book off of pre-sale. I got to mention this. This plays in my head often. It has for a while. I mean, let's face reality. We were told so many lies about this pandemic. This pandemic was politicized. And the American people were manipulated. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, it was true. Whether you fell for it or not, well, it is what it is. I have to ask myself, was the pandemic manipulated politically to destroy Donald Trump's presidency and his chance of being reelected? I mean, it's a valid question. I mean, when did Fauci know masks weren't effective? Probably very early on when he said it, but then flip-flopped back and forth. You know, when did Fauci know this wasn't from an animal? He talked about it being from an animal. So many unanswered questions. Still, a year and a half into this pandemic, and things are slowly getting back to normal because, you know, they realize it's really destroying just the country, not because of the virus, but because of the bureaucracy that came with it. I mean, truthfully, I mean, politics can and will ruin anything and everything to serve a purpose, to serve a political agenda, a self-serving agenda. Why didn't Fauci praise and encourage the vaccines when Trump was in office? Why was everyone skeptical on these vaccines, the time when they were going to be available and how fast they were coming? But the moment Donald Trump was out of the Oval Office, the focus was on how great these vaccines were and that everybody should get a shot. Why wasn't that happening when Donald Trump was president, when he rolled out Operation Warp Speed and made the vaccines possible? I believe even the current vice president, Kamala Harris, said that she wouldn't trust the vaccine that Donald Trump brought forth. And Governor Cuomo, New York, said it as well. Joe Biden got his shot before he was president. He forgot about that. It's all manipulation. And I believe America and the American people were conned. That's my opinion based on what I'm saying. And, you know, what's happening now? They're not, if Donald Trump was the president and this happened, Fauci would be out already. Biden is doubling down on Fauci's integrity, air quotes, and Jen Psaki is too, that he's still, in their eyes, the leading expert, and those emails mean nothing. Even the mainstream media is trying to spin it. You can't spin this. It really destroyed this country, and it's going to take a while for it to get back. Thousands lost their jobs, businesses, and thousands of people died alone in a cold hospital bed, and nobody was allowed to visit their loved ones in the hospital. Nor were they allowed to attend the funerals of their loved one. Because why? Because Dr. Fauci said so. We can't have funerals. We can't have funeral homes open. You can have a couple people. What's interesting is George Floyd dies during the pandemic. Okay, but he died in June. That pandemic started in March. He died during the pandemic and hundreds attended his funeral. Family and friends were allowed to attend. And then he was carried around in a gold casket like royalty. That was allowed. That was never reported to be a super spreader event. Black Lives Matter protests were allowed, and they were never, ever reported to be a super spreader event. Donald Trump has a rally, and the left and media attack Republicans for having a super spreader event. No one got sick. No one got sick at George Floyd's funeral. No one got sick at these Black Lives Matter protests. No one got sick at these Trump rallies. But Republicans have a rally, and that's a super spreader event, and that's going to be reported. But Black Lives Matter can run around looting stores by the hundreds, burning cities by the thousands, and walk around with a gold casket of a dead criminal with hundreds of people at a funeral, and that's not a super spreader event. Excuse me. Fauci lied and people died. Fauci needs to, he not only needs to resign, but it doesn't seem like that's happening. He needs to testify in front of Congress under oath. He needs to be held accountable for destroying people's lives and livelihoods for the past year and a half. Because he is one of the top two or three people that, if not the top, maybe the number one person that he orchestrated that. He made that happen. Bureaucracy. The American people deserve the truth and transparency, which was promised to the American people by the Biden administration, but we know that that never happened and is not happening. We never got that from Fauci, truth and transparency. Obviously, we know that now. And we have yet to get it from the Biden administration, which I'm not going to hold my breath. We're not going to get it. The Republicans, I'm telling you now, the Republicans better show some balls. Better they better grow some and get this fraud, Dr. Fauci, in front of a commission ASAP. They want to have January 6th commissions. They want to have this hearing and that hearing. They need to have the COVID commission. Dr. Fauci needs to be brought in and questioned under oath. That's it. It needs to happen. And I really hope that those Fauci freaks out there, I call them the Fauci freaks, the one that wear the shirts. Oh, the Fauci this and Fauci that. He's our hero. They make pillows with his face on them and other ridiculous paraphernalia. They have Fauci bobbleheads. I want to buy one for target practice, but I don't want to spend my money on it. I really hope that those Fauci freaks that are out there that live and breathe his words wake up and see he was lying the entire time. He was lying the entire time. And I'm going to leave this whole Fauci thing and the Fauci emails. I'm going to leave it. It's just that Dr. Fauci lied to the American people, and Dr. Fauci needs to be held accountable and to answer for it. There's no other way. He needs to answer for it. But the problem is that really going to happen? Because I don't believe it really will. But I guess we'll see. Only time will tell what's going to happen with Fauci and his ridiculous emails. So, Joe Biden was at it again with his nonsensical statements about white supremacy and, of course, showing how ridiculously racist he truly is. Listen, if you're a smart human, then you already know how racist Sleepy Joe is and has been throughout his whole career. So Joe Biden went to Tulsa, Oklahoma to speak at the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. And he sat there and he spewed this nonsense about the most lethal threat to our homeland is white supremacy. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, but white supremacy. That's exactly what he said. And he mentioned that white supremacy was a bigger threat, specifically more of a threat than ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Now, he said it there, right in public. He actually was applauded for it, right in Tulsa. We have the video right here. I want you to take a listen to this.
The joint session of Congress, according to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacy.
So there. White supremacy is apparently the most lethal threat in our country. I listen, is there some sort of threat from white supremacy terrorism in this country? I'm sure there are some sick backwoods white hood wearing idiots burning crosses in a field somewhere. But I wouldn't call them terrorists. You know, terrorists are out there burning cities down, bombing landmarks, slaughtering people in the street. Those are terrorist acts. And again, this is the play on January 6th, and January 6th was not an attempt to overthrow the government. It was not rooted or based anything, have anything to do with white supremacy. So I'd really like someone to explain to me what this lethal white supremacy terrorism is. Act like I'm an idiot and explain it to me. The only thing I have been seeing with my own eyes, which most people are seeing, I guess it's how you interpret it, is the domestic terrorism perpetrated by Black Lives Matter all over the country, in Antifa, all over the country. Arson, assault, looting, murder, taking over government buildings by force. And just the interfering and the interrupting of the government, the everyday government function, like policing, taking over areas of a city and forcing police to stay out of that area, making it a lawless autonomous zone. None of that apparently is a lethal threat to our homeland, according to Joe Biden. None of that apparently is considered domestic terrorism, according to Joe Biden or the idiots now running our federal government. No, it's not. It's considered peaceful protesting in the name of racial injustice, social injustice, whatever injustice they're protesting this week. Mostly peaceful, according to mainstream media and Joe Biden and his cronies. But what about cyber attacks on our pipelines? What about cyber attacks on our meat plants? What about cyber attacks on our radio stations? That just happened. Cox Media, their radio stations were somehow hacked. Who's behind all that? Energy supply, food supply, radio communications, all hacked recently. What's next? Our electrical grid that Sleepy Joe gave China access to? But white supremacy. White supremacy. That's our most lethal threat. I don't think so. They really think people are that stupid. The problem is, people are that stupid to listen and agree with that nonsense. It's bullshit. This country is not rooted in white supremacy. I'll say it again. If it was, Black Lives Matter would never have had the opportunity to burn down cities, whether they were in white sheets or not. If white supremacy was that big of a threat in this country, Black Lives Matter would be met with a lot of resistance in the streets. And they weren't met with any resistance. They were given the keys to the city, the gasoline, and the matches to burn it down. The federal government and mainstream media blatantly shows how stupid they think the American people are every day. And it's scary to think that there are that many stupid people in America. 80 million stupid morons? I don't know. I don't buy it. Black Lives Matter is not only ruled out as a threat or a domestic terrorist organization by Sleepy Creepy Joe, but apparently they are held in such high regard to our president and federal government that their flag was ordered to fly at every United States embassy and consulate in the world on the one-year anniversary of the criminal George Floyd's death. The Black Lives Matter flag flew on the same flagpole under the American flag, on the same flagpole as our country's flag. It was hung on government buildings. And it was there for the world to see. And it was a slap in the face to law enforcement. It's a slap in the face to everyone who lost a business, a loved one in a protest, in a riot, because it wasn't a protest. Burn down cities, loot cities, assault people, have your flag flown on United States embassies and consulates across the globe. That's our world today. That's our country today. And apparently it's not okay to be white, because we're being white is being persecuted by white liberals, by white sick leftists. I won't call them liberals. By white sick leftists who are pandering. I bet you would get locked up for burning a Black Lives Matter flag and nothing would happen. You would not get locked up for burning Old Glory. You wouldn't get locked up for burning an American flag. But I guarantee you in the right scenario, the right place, the police would be forced to arrest you for burning a Black Lives Matter flag. It would not surprise me at all. Our American flag represents all Americans of every race and religion. The Black Lives Matter flag represents hate. It represents racism and segregation, and it should be illegal to fly it on any government property. It's a scary time. They just ruled that the Pride flag cannot be flown at military bases. I would not have a problem with the Pride flag being flown at embassies and consulates. I truly wouldn't. Fly that flag, the Black Lives Matter flag. Well, where's the White Lives Matter flag? Where's the Asian Lives Matter flag? Where's the Hispanic Lives Matter flag? Someone told me, well, the Black Lives Matter flag represents all minorities. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It says Black Lives Matter. It doesn't represent Hispanics. It doesn't represent Asians. It doesn't represent Jewish people. So back to Joe Biden at Tulsa. He goes on in this ridiculous speech he made to talk about, this is how racist he is, black business owners. And he says, and the data that shows, I want to see this data, the data that shows that black business owners don't have accountants and lawyers. So that makes them unsuccessful in business. And again, Joe Biden received applause from the crowd he gave this speech to. So Joe Biden's saying that black business owners or black people in general, they can't get accountants and lawyers. I know so many black successful business owners that have accountants, that have lawyers. I even know black people that are accountants and that are lawyers. Does Joe Biden realize that there are black accountants and black lawyers out there and very successful black business owners who have accountants and lawyers? If you're black and you listened to that statement that black people can't get accountants and lawyers, and you think this president is not racist and you think Donald Trump is racist, who's done more for the black community than most presidents, then you need to get your head examined. Let's watch and listen to that part of the speech.
The data shows young black entrepreneurs are just as capable of succeeding given the chance as white entrepreneurs are. But they don't have lawyers, they don't have accountants, but they have great ideas.
So the president just said that black people are too stupid to have a successful business because they can't get accountants and lawyers. Again, first of all, there is no data that's saying this. No data has been presented that I have seen or read. And again, I'll say it again. I know quite a few very successful black business owners who have both black and white accountants, because there are black accountants out there, Sleepy Joe, and black and white lawyers, because there are black lawyers out there, Sleepy Joe. So again, Sleepy Joe, there are quite a few, more than a few, black accountants and lawyers in the world. You racist moron that you are. I don't understand. How can black people look at this clown of a president, hear him say things like black people can't get accountants and lawyers, or black people can't get IDs to vote, or black people can't get the internet to book a vaccine appointment, and say he's not a racist? How can black people support the segregationist who eulogized his close KKK member friend, one of his best friends who died, member of the KKK? He eulogized him. But that's just dismissed. How can black people support someone who authored a crime bill in 1994 that destroyed thousands of black lives, all who were convicted of low-level crimes, that 94 crime bill? It took everything from them, and they had mandatory jail sentences. It was all about building jails and adding judges and adding police to arrest them, adding judges to convict them, adding prisons to incarcerate them. He said that. He said all of that. Joe Biden he didn't just become not a racist. Joe Biden is a racist. Joe Biden is a segregationist. He always will be. I mean, Joe Biden didn't pick his vice president. I've said this before. Joe Biden didn't want a half wannabe black enough woman as his vice president. What is she, half Indian, half Jamaican? Black enough so that the Democratic Party says, oh, you need a woman of color as your running mate, as your VP. Here's Kamala Harris. She hates your guts. You ate her guts. It's amazing what people will do and say out of hatred for someone for absolutely no good reason to get stuck with someone 100 times worse as the leader of the free world. Donald Trump was not a racist. Donald Trump did not cause thousands of people to die from a pandemic. People have to open their eyes. Because now, and you have to see this, now we are under the control of a party that encourages racism, segregation by identity and sexuality, approves of the sexualization of first graders, lying to the American people about a virus, masks, and vaccines, allowing your minor children to mutilate their genitals and pump themselves with puberty blockers without your consent. Encouraging and immensely enjoying exterminating hundreds of thousands of unborn babies. That's the Democratic Party, affectionately known as the Democratic Party. That's everything that the Democratic Party has put into motion in our country. They want critical race theory in schools. They want white children to know that they are the oppressor. They want black children to know that they are the oppressed. They want to push and teach that victimology. They want to sexualize our children with masturbation videos and cartoons about transgender and pansgender and this gender and that gender. They want civics out of schools. They want racism. They want walking, talking Ken dolls and Barbie dolls. They don't want any. They don't want boys and girls. They want pans and trans and bi and gay. Again, being white, being straight, it is all bad. I'm going to leave it at that, people. I'm going to leave it at this. That the midterm elections cannot come fast enough. And to please get involved and make sure. Fight like hell. To do whatever you can to make sure the right candidates are being voted into office. We need to take back the House. We need to take back the Senate. And God willing, in 2024, we could take back the White House with whoever the appropriate candidate's going to be. I'm going to leave it there. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And most of all, God bless America. I'll talk to you soon. Take care. You can reach out to me with opinions and ideas for other episodes at thegreatdivide1776@gmail.com. You can also find me on social media at The Great Divide Podcast. And please be sure to leave a review for this podcast so the show can be shared to other listeners. Thank you, and God bless America.